You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Elle Young, 22, a University of Tennessee med student, parks her Jeep to join a charity cancer walk, but notices her ex-boyfriend's car pull up behind her. Suddenly, two shots ring out. She stumbles out of her car bleeding, and Jackson Hopper approaches Elle, fires another shot as she lies on the ground. Elle Young pronounced dead on the scene. Hopper fled, but not before a bystander took a picture of his license plate.
Nancy, Hopper was apprehended hours later when he led a short, high-speed chase that ended with him crashing his car. Hopper was taken to the hospital for evaluation, then released into police custody. Cops found a 9mm pistol in his vehicle. Young reportedly recently broke up with Hopper. Friends and family describe Elle as, quote, walking sunshine and very driven, on her way to becoming an excellent physician.
Hopper, 26, charged with first-degree murder. Katherine Geiger, 77, horsing around with friend Arthur Osborne, 58, at her Ohio apartment. Jokingly, Osborne asks her to shoot him. She reaches for her gun without hesitation, points, and shoots. Geiger's horrified when she realizes she actually shot Osborne. Geiger thought the gun was unloaded. Geiger calls 911. Osborne rushed to the hospital. He does not survive. Katherine Geiger, 77, now charged with reckless homicide. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lindley.
A former Louisiana state trooper has pleaded no contest to reduce charges in the 2019 arrest death of Ronald Green, marking the first conviction in a police brutality case that once drew national attention. Corey York, one of five officers originally indicted, avoided jail time and accepted a year of probation. York had faced felony charges of negligent homicide after body cam footage showed him dragging Green, a black motorist, by his ankle shackles and forcing him to lie face down until he stopped breathing. In exchange for his plea to misdemeanor battery, York agreed to testify against the sole officer still facing trial. Green's family expressed anger, claiming they were misled about the deal and robbed of a chance for a felony trial. The case had been marked by scandal, including allegations of a cover-up and claims of racism. Despite calls for transparency, state authorities had initially told Green's family he died in a car crash, only to be contradicted by video footage published by our friends with the Associated Press in 2021. That footage showed officers pinning Green down, repeatedly using a stun gun and at times striking him. District Attorney John Belton declined to comment on whether justice was served as federal investigations continue and a wrongful death lawsuit is underway. In Ohio, a police officer now faces murder charges following the fatal shooting of Takiya Young, a 21-year-old pregnant black woman. As Sydney Sumner of Crime Online tells us, it all unfolded during a confrontation that began over allegations of shoplifting.
The incident occurred in late August of 2023 when Blendon Township Officer Connor Grubb, along with a colleague, approached Young as she sat in her vehicle outside a store. Young was accused of stealing alcohol, and the officers ordered her to exit the car. Instead, she began to slowly move her vehicle forward. Grubb then fired a single shot through the windshield, striking Young in the chest. Both she and the unborn child she was expecting in 3 months did not survive. Now, a Franklin County grand jury has indicted Officer Grubb on multiple charges, including murder, involuntary manslaughter, and felonious assault. The indictment follows the release of body camera footage, which sparked widespread outrage and demands for accountability. The footage shows officers cursing and yelling at Young, with Young herself questioning, "Are you going to shoot me?" before she attempted to drive away. The aftermath of the shooting has drawn strong reactions. Sean Walton, the attorney representing Young's family, emphasized the legal standards surrounding the use of deadly force by police, questioning the necessity and proportionality of Grubb's actions. The family has called the shooting a severe misuse of police power, particularly given the minor nature of the alleged crime. In response to the indictment, Brian Steele, representing the Blendon Township Police Union, expressed deep disappointment, defending Grubb's actions as the result of a, quote, split-second decision in a highly charged situation. Following the indictment, Blendon Township Police Chief John Belford announced that the department has initiated a disciplinary review process for Officer Grubb.
This review will run concurrently with the criminal proceedings as the community awaits further developments in the case.
Thanks, John. Suede Birding Ground 13, a quiet, artistic teen, described as a good student and friend. She says goodnight to her parents, but the next morning she's not in her room. Her backpack missing, but the rest of her belongings untouched. She does not have a cell phone. Searches near her Gary Owen, Montana home turn up nothing. She has not contacted family or friends. Suede Burden Ground, now missing 3 weeks. Suede, Native American, 5'5", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing a black hoodie with mushrooms on it, gray basketball shorts, purple slip-on shoes, and an elk tooth necklace. She may be carrying a black and purple Adidas backpack. If you have info on Suede Burden Ground, just 13, please call the FBI, Salt Lake City, 406-666. 659798. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.